Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries with your host, the Reverend I Am His Man Dreaming. Pearly Gates is a Jesus-believing, faith-healing ministry, where it's more than just words. Today you can witness the power of Jesus Christ our Lord in your life. And now, God's man for this broadcast, the Reverend I Am His Man Dreaming.
Praise Jesus. God is good. Full of love. Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Glad to have you here. Say a quick prayer. Jesus' name, Lord, I ask that you bless everyone listening, Lord. You bless their hearts. You know what they're going through in their life, Lord. That you pick them up, Lord. Get involved in their life, Lord Jesus. That they get to know you, Lord, and know you stronger. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, let love rule. That's today's sermon. Many of the problems that we face in life are because of love or a lack of it. The Bible says God is love. There would be no Savior for us if Jesus didn't love us so. But did you know that most of our problems are tied directly to love? When we fail to love others as ourselves, we begin to judge and treat others based on our mood or on their outward appearance, rather than loving our brothers and sisters of the world as God's children. When we fail to love ourselves as God loves us, we begin to feel insecure and focus on our flaws and failures, which leads us to feelings of depression and loneliness. But with the love of God on our side, we're able to have a heavenly heart, and we begin to view others as God sees them. And so join us today as we see how using biblical principles of true love is just the answers that you've been looking for. In Romans 22:9, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor to which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, and honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, but fervent in the spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, and continuing and instant in prayer, distributing the necessities of saints, given to hospitality. Love is power. It will determine your destiny. When you follow your heart and your heart is on the Lord, then the twists and turns of life and all the obstacles in our path geared to disrupt our flow, our reason, our purpose. Love guides us around the dangers of these obstacles in our everyday life. It's a lack of love that fails to show mercy. Mercy is one of the most important heavenly qualities that we all have. All of us have sinned. All of us has fallen short and pleasing the Lord from time to time. But without the grace of mercy, Jesus would never have forgiven us for our sins. He wouldn't be willing to forgive and forget. But mercy, the Bible says in James 2:13, for he shall have judgment without mercy that has showed no mercy. But mercy rejoice against judgment. What the Lord is saying here is if someone does you wrong, whether it's on purpose or not, and you don't forgive them, because mercy is showing grace to someone who doesn't deserve it. And how many people is it that you can think of that as soon as you think of their name, you see their face in your mind, you instantly become angry? Your mind goes back to when they first did you wrong. But God says to show mercy to them, and He'll show mercy to us at the time of judgment. It takes us back to the townspeople when they wanted to stone the woman in the Bible days that the Bible says was taken in adultery in the very act. But Jesus stepped in and said, he without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. But the Bible tells us that all that heard it, being convicted of their own conscience, went out one by one, because they all had sinned, and so have we. So if we fail, to love God's children as He loves them, then we're not going to be showing mercy to anyone. And when our time comes and we're standing before the Lord and the throne, then the sinful nature we display while here on earth will all be held against us, every bit of it, because we didn't show mercy. We're not going to receive any at the time of judgment if we don't give mercy. Now, love can lead to heartbreak, and we know that. And some of us are afraid to love, in fear of being rejected or ending up with a broken heart. But even if you have been hurt, or even if you're in pain right now, our Father in Heaven loves you more than anybody ever could. And by tapping into that love, the love that is so powerful, it can fill every void of your life. The Bible tells us in 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We need to turn to prayer, put our trust in the Lord, read His Word, and find a good church to go to. One that for the gospel, where they believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. One that they haven't taken away from the Bible or added to it. And I've been to some churches that I would never set foot in again, but I've also been to some very loving churches. It's easy to be discouraged and think that there's no church out there for you, but pray on it. And let God lead you. In a church, we have fellowship. And people who are glad to see you, who will lend an ear to hear, to listen to you, and sincerely pray for you. And it's easy to feel overwhelmed, you know, when we don't let love rule. Let love get you out of bed in the morning. Thank our Heavenly Father for allowing you to wake up to another day, saying to yourself, today I will show God's love to the world. Love the way that God wants you to love. In 1 John 4:16, we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. That's powerful to think that God is love. Love is what God is. And because of His love, that He wants you too to be full of love, to dwell in love. Because when we're full of love, we're full of God. And when we're full of God, then the decisions that we make on a daily basis are guided by the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is dwelling in you, speaking to you, protecting you, and guiding you to where God needs you most. The Bible says in Isaiah 30:21, and thine guiding you to where God needs you most. Isaiah 30:21, and thine ears shall bear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. This is dwelling in love. This is dwelling in God, which leads to God speaking to you in the form of the Holy Spirit and directing your path. The Bible says that we love Him because He first loved us. It says that if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, then he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he has already seen, how can he love God who he has not seen? In this commandment we have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. Even if your brother has returned evil for good. But we must forgive. In order to truly forgive, we need God's love in our heart, so that we may see that we have been given the opportunity to show mercy. God's grace and understanding. God's love says, even though you've done wrong by me, I still forgive you. And place it in the hands of the Lord. Remember that Jesus, when he suffered on the cross, he'd been nailed to the cross. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It's hard to imagine that anything happening to us that was worse than what was done to Jesus. But he still said, Father, forgive them. Love will find forgiveness in others. Love will allow you to sleep with peace at night. And true love is unconditional. So just because you did this or that does not mean I will stop loving you. Thank God that Jesus has unconditional love for us. If he only loved us when we were good, we'd all be in trouble. But God loves triumphs over evil. That's godly love, a heavenly love, true love. Doesn't give up on you just because you gave up on you. If you have tried everything else and nothing seems to be working, then we still have prayer. Our love for others, even though that they've caused us harm in some way, but our Heavenly Father loves, his, that heavenly love, it says, I'm still going to pray for you. I'm not going to stop. The devil may want me to give up on you and throw you back to the world, but I'm holding on to God's promise. I'm holding on to Jesus, his love for me, and my love for you. The greatest commandment in the law is Matthew 22:36. And this is when it was asked to Jesus, said, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And it goes on, and the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law of the prophets. On these two commandments hang all the law of the prophets. And what are both talking about? Love. By letting love rule, we're able to love God with all of our heart, our soul, and our mind. That's how powerful love is. And to love your neighbor as yourself. And who is your neighbor? It's everyone around you. Wherever you are, whether you're at home, out in public, at work, your neighbor is everyone around you. And God says to love them as thyself. You wouldn't want anyone to say bad things about you, and so you don't say bad things about others. The two greatest commandments stress the fact that without love, you're dead. It's hopeless. Love is the answer. Now, John Lennon had it right, and probably more right than he actually knew, but love, clearly, is how we are able to communicate with and for our Heavenly Father. He says, if you love me, and it's true godly love, then ask of it, and it's yours. Love paves the way for your feet. When walking that straight and narrow path, love will lead you to heaven. When we're loving Jesus with all of our soul, heart, and mind, then he is always on our mind. We have a mind of Christ. The more we think of him, the more we begin to think like him. An opportunity will be there, be more visible now than ever before. When we're tuned into the Lord, when we're tuned into his will, we're getting his work accomplished. We're active in the body of Christ. His hands are healing. His feet are moving. His ears are listening. His mouth is preaching. When we love God with all of our heart, soul, and mind, we let love rule. You know, so that our community can be a better place. Those who volunteer their time and resources, so that when we do unto the least of these, we do unto God. Your love for others will flourish. When lives have been devastated, and God's saints reach out to those in need, feeding the hungry, clothing the poor, ministering to the brokenhearted, and housing the homeless. The love of the Lord is in my heart. It won't allow me to see a homeless person and not want to pray for them. And hopefully be able to give them something to help to ease their suffering. Now, I've talked to many homeless people. And if they're willing to open up, I inquire, ask them, what led you to becoming homeless? And contained in their answers is a long line of losing jobs, divorce, drug addiction, alcoholism. Families no longer have anything to do with them. They burnt most every bridge. So they literally feel that they have nowhere to turn. It's oppression, which is deeper state of depression. They have given up on everything except for their next meal or drink or bump is coming from. But we're talking to these children of God. I see the love in their eyes or the longing for it. Each time I'm able to give, it's usually followed by a heartfelt thank you and the words, God bless you, coming from their lips. I once heard the saying, to know them is to love them. But we may never know anyone who is a homeless personally. But their suffering is known to all who listen with their hearts. Our heart sees many pieces of cardboard scattered about in the alleys of major cities, and this cardboard serves as mattresses, a roof, a wall, or a ceiling for shelter against the wind and rain. And we think of how maybe our mattress is old and it's time to get a new one, but their mattress is blacktop. It's concrete, loading docks, behind bushes or under overpasses. When we go to our refrigerator, we look to see what sounds good. When they wake up, they wonder where their next meal is coming from. So while talking to homeless, I learned that the shelters are overcrowded. People are being turned away by the hundreds, and even women are told that all the beds have been given to mothers with children. City governments are making it harder for the homeless for people to help the homeless, going so far as to making it illegal to feed homeless. In fact, there's a 47% increase in the number of cities that have passed introduction legislation to restrict food sharing. Said one volunteer that we consider measures like these to be criminalizing the homeless and those who help in the homeless. Cities hope that restricting sharing food will somehow make homeless disappear and go away. But as our economy continues to suffer, the homeless problem continues to grow. So when faced with the laws and regulations, as a man of God, I simply ask myself, what would Jesus do? Would he walk past someone who hasn't eaten in days and just look away, averting his eyes into those in need? Or would he talk to them and minister to them and feed them? As we live day-to-day basis or week-to-week or month-to-month, homeless people are living in a moment-to-moment basis. A lot of the times, their survival depends on us letting love rule. And to love your enemies, God says to love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them that despitefully use you. He goes on to say, give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as you would that men should do to you, do ye also unto them likewise. For if you love them which love you, what thank have you? For sinners also love those that love them. But it goes on to say in verse 35, but love your enemies, and do good, lending and hoping nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. And in Romans 12:18, live peaceable with all men, dearly beloved. Avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in doing so, thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Love has the power to turn us from wanting to repay someone who has done us evil and put evil back to them, to praying for them, but that the Lord will bless them, so that his blessings, that they may see the ill of their own way and turn from the darkness and seek the light of the Lord. This is being an active in the body of Christ, a soldier in the army of the Lord, doing what we do for the cause of the kingdom so that others may see God in us. Not a proud person who thinks that they're better than others because they've been saved, but humble, knowing that the only reason Jesus saved you is because of his grace and mercy. If not for the grace and mercy of God, where would I be? I mean, God's love for me is what makes me who I am. But he sees what we don't. God sees and knows the potential in each and every one of us. He will never leave you, never forsake you, no matter what you've done. Jesus says, I love you. I'm not here to make you feel bad about what you've done. Your conscience will convict you of that. But I'm here to love you, to shield you, to embrace you, and to lead you and teach you the ways of the Father, to give you a fresh start. God's love is that all be saved and none be lost. It's like being a parent and having a child that goes astray, runs with the wrong crowd, then finds themselves in trouble. And as a parent, we don't give up on our own child. We never stop having hope that they will come around. We try to get them help. We administer tough love to them in hopes that jolting them back to reality. But God loves us far more than we could ever love anyone. And when we're weary and ready to give up, finally at the end of our rope, God says, let go and I'll catch you. To your very last breath on earth, God has not given up on you. If you ask for forgiveness, no matter how heinous the crime, if you have godly sorrow, he loves you so much. He is not only willing to forgive you, but also prepared a place for you in paradise. And why would he be willing to do so much for those who produced us so least? Because of his love. Because God lets love rule. So the next time you find yourself in the line at the grocery store and the person is taking too much time in front of you and maybe looking for their coupons or whatever, let love rule. And the next time you're in traffic and someone cuts you off, let love rule. The next time you hear someone talking bad about you, let love rule. Love is a golden rule. It's the basis of the gospel. There would be no gospel if not for love. Love finds forgiveness. Love becomes patient. Love is understanding. Now I have a poem that's written by a listener, and this goes right along with today's program, and it's called The Power of Love. There's no stronger power than the power of love, especially when it comes from the good Lord above. Share your love with others, with love that is true. Share your love with God, and He'll show His love for you. When you're feeling mad at others, bring the love out of your heart. Pray for help if needed. That's a pretty good start. Share your love for the Lord, and He'll show His love to you. On days that you're down, He will keep you from feeling blue. There's no stronger power than the power of love, especially when it comes from the good Lord above. Amen. Well, that was a nice poem, and it really goes along with this. And just love is the answer. Love, love, let love lead you. Let love guide you and direct you. You'd be surprised at the things that you accomplish in life and the people that will return love to you when you show love, when you walk around with your heart on your sleeve. Jesus' name. Well, today we have a special guest with us. I'm excited because she's back. We've all been praying for her. It's dear Mother Leola. And are you there with us now, hon?
Yes, I am. You delivered a nice sermon. Delivered a wonderful sermon, and truly it is about love, godly love, and Jesus is the answer. And I just like to share with the audience, if it be His will, Tuesday, I'll be 1 year older. I'll be 67, and just thank
the Lord
has brought me through. And I have to testify, it was God done it. It was His love for me that kept me this far. And I'm rejoicing. I've been rejoicing even though I've had bad days. I've still been rejoicing. Because He said to rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Fight up. I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. And can't nobody take His love from me. And I won't let it go. God bless everybody.
Amen. Well, you sounded good this week too, Mother Leola.
Yes, I.
And the last time I talked to you, was down. You was under the weather.
Oh, terrible, terrible! But look what God has done. Look what God has done.
Amen. He's a prayer answerer.
Yes, He is. Yes, He is. I just wish I could tell the people and they accept it and do it. And that's ask God for whatever they stand in need of. He's there to give it to you. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome God.
Amen.
And you know
and
I love
him. Be specific
smile.
What you ask Him.
That's right.
Amen.
Tell Him what you want. Tell Him what you want. And believe that you receive. Believe that you receive. And I guarantee He don't lie. And He do not die.
Amen.
He'll give it to you. I'm happy tonight that we hooked up again. And I hope everybody that's tuned in received a seed from the Word of God as you gave it out. Because all it takes is a grain of mustard seed, and that's a little tiny seed. but it then when it grows, it's a powerful, powerful tree. Jesus is love.
Amen.
Every day, all day, 24/7. And I like that poem the lady wrote.
That's really
it's
nice.
All about, it's truly all about love.
That's
about
the secret.
Yeah,
it that's is. The open secret, you know. It's love. You know, you see people that have gone to church and they're lofty and they think they're better than others, and we've been to their churches and they don't give us a smile or even look us in the eye, and their love's not there. And they may know more in the Bible than I do. But here's the that love tunes
you.
Into him. Well, don't do that. Look, love is really the answer to most all of our problems. But I encourage you to think with your heart. Amen. And
that's
know
right.
that God loves you.
That's right.
Love him with all your heart. Amen.
And everybody, hold
Show
on to that faith.
Praise the Lord.
Hold
yes.
on to that love faith in Jesus. Because he can do the impossible. And he can make
He's
your
glad
world
to do it.
So peaceful. When it looks like it's in chaos, he can make it peaceful. I'm a witness. Yes, indeed, I am a witness. He delivered a fine message tonight on love.
Well, thank you, Mother Leola. And by the way,
message.
By the way, I love you.
I love you too, Pastor. I am.
Mm-hmm.
I
wish
do.
Everybody had a chance to meet you in person and just see that big smile that you have that just lights up a room and what a wonderful blessing that you are, Mother Leola, that we're friends and that the Lord
yes.
has blessed you to be on this program. And I know a lot
yes.
of people look forward to hearing. When you're sick and you're not well and they miss you and they pray for you and that
I
prayer
see.
Comes through.
Yes, indeed. Prayer is powerful, baby. It is powerful.
Amen.
And you can truly pray. You truly can. He gets the prayer. Your prayers for me have reached heaven. And he can turn the situation around. But I just like to tell the people, you got to believe. You got to
Amen.
Be. And hold on to your faith.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. We have had some good days as far as weather. We have had some different days. And people are wondering, what is this all about? It's the end time world. Get ready, get ready, get ready, because Jesus is on his way back for his church.
Amen.
And it ain't no joke.
Mm-mm. I heard that for years.
Huh?
Jesus is coming back. You know, when I got saved and I received the Holy Spirit, the Lord let me know that he is coming back.
Oh, yes.
It's not just a... It's true that he is coming back, and you read the Bible and see the signs, and we see that the groundwork is being laid, and
that's right.
So we got to get as many saved as we can, you know,
that's
to love
right.
the Lord, let others see that love of the Lord in you, and affect their lives, you know, share with them what the Lord has done for you in your life, and so that
that's
they'll
right.
seek him out too.
Well,
get
see,
all
if
that
I
we
had
can.
To write a, if I had to write a book. I wouldn't have enough paper.
Amen.
I mean, it's just testimonies after one after another. I am so grateful. God is so awesome. And you are awesome. I am. Pastor, I am. You are awesome.
Well, that's glory to God, that's for sure.
It's more power in it. every time I hear it. He's adding more power to you.
Praise the Lord. Well, thank everybody for listening today and encourage you to shout out from your rooftops, Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Amen.